ISO fam. Thank you for coming back for another episode of Angel Radio with me, O'Neill Weich. Angel Radio. Thank you all to all my soul fam and my beloveds for your support. Any new listeners, any new followers on Angel Radio Podcast, thank you so much. I'm so grateful. So for episode 8, we're going to discuss the number 888. Angel number 888. Now, I know a lot of you soul fam out there have seen this number many, many times, and you're still trying to figure out, or you know what this number means and the angelic messages behind this number in any type of form. 888, 818, 888, which we're going to discuss today. Any forms, this number here is a symbol of infinity. One of the significant aspects to angel number 888, or to the number 8, is that it is a symbol for infinity. Infinity means all times, forever, and never ending. So let's really get into it. Because, you know, this is hard for our human brains to wrap our minds around. Infinity, right? All times, all forever, and never ending. The angel number 888 carries with it the vibration of repeating and powerful energy. So this is a crazy, crazy powerful number. In numerology, you know, the number 8 meanings, we must first look at the number 8, right? Which is within the divination system of numerology. In numerology, the number 8 is a symbol of passion, intensity, and influence. This number carries a lot of energy and weight to it. If someone has a life plan or destiny number of 8, then they are very willful and strong in their endeavors. They decide to undertake in life. The number 8 represents putting immense amounts of efforts forth in achieving one's goals. Seeing angel number 888 is triple confirmation of these themes. So let's dive right into this number, right? You are aligning with your truth. You are strong enough to say no, to demand changes, and to make your voice heard. The universe is abundant and generous, and you've learned how to step into the shower of its ever-present flow. Great financial prosperity is yours. Now and in the future. So keep in mind that when you see angel number 888 is a confirmation that your life is abundant or will be abundant, that because the universe is abundant and the divine wants you to have abundance and have prosperity, right? So be open to the showering of prosperity, financial prosperity, material wealth, wealth and health. Just be open to all types of prosperity and abundance in your life at this time if you're seeing the angel number 888. Also start paying attention to the events that are happening to you or the thoughts that you are having in your head. When you see the angel number 888, it's in the thoughts that you're thinking, the things that you're doing, and the emotions that you're feeling. Listen to your intuition to live up to your full potential. Seeing angel number 888 symbolizes that whatever you're striving so hard to achieve is what the universe wants you to receive as well. It wants you to follow your heart and just go for it. Take action and just do something to answer whatever has been stirring in your heart. So during this time, it's so important, especially if you're seeing angel number 888, is to dive into your intuition. Listen to your heart. there's something that's brewing inside of you that you've been wanting to do. And I've been talking about this through every number. But this number is about abundance and prosperity. So literally, this is a confirmation that whatever you are thinking, whatever you've been dreaming about conceptualizing or bringing to into reality, this is the time to do it, because you are granted whatever you need. No matter what it is, you will be granted abundance in everything that you do. So please be mindful to listen to your intuition so you can live up to your full potential. And, you know, remember that the universe wants you to be successful. The universe, your divine guides, your spirit guides, your angels, your guardian angels, they all want for you to be happy, harmonious, peaceful, and successful. So follow your heart and just go for it. The true secret influences behind angel number 888 is you have reached a certain point in your life where you have accomplished more than usual. So if you in this very recent past, you have accomplished a lot in a short period of time in your life, right? This is that time to remember that you're more fortunate than others. You're really fortunate if you're actually seeing this number, angel number 888, reoccurring in your life, doing mundane things, right? So things are about to end, but some things also are about to begin. So in your recent past, the cycle has ended and a new door is opening. This new chapter in your life may not look the way you have perceived it to look. It may be completely different. Maybe currently everything's kind of like the towers falling. Everything in your life is just kind of dismantled. And you're wondering what is going on, and you're seeing this number 888. This is just a reassurance that, you know, be open-minded and open-hearted on this new path that you're on, because you're creating this path. This path that you're on currently right now is, or you're being forced to live your truth, and whatever that truth may be. You know, like I was saying earlier about something that you've been wanting to do for a very long time, but time, money, resources, also jobs that may have distracted you, friends, family, any type of distractions that have kept you away from moving forward with, you know, what you're dreaming about, what you want to happen, self-doubt, low self-esteem, all these types of things. If you're seeing angel number 888, please be reassured that this new chapter that you're on is your destined path. It may not look glamorous right now, but please keep in mind that these are the steps to get to your dreams, get to actualizing, meeting these people. So don't look at this uncertain time or uncertain situations or moments that you're in right now to deter you from the big picture, right? So it goes on to say that there are new opportunities waiting to be discovered and new journeys waiting to be taken, right? So like I said earlier about keeping an open mind when it comes to these changes that are happening in your life. Your angels are sending you angel number 888 just to kind of remind you that if you move forward in your destined path, doing the things that you love, you will be granted access to all the abundance and prosperity in your life. But you have to believe it. You know, you could wish all you want, but if you don't believe in these numbers, in these vibrations, in these messages and energies that's coming from these messages, then you can't expect for things to happen. So keep that in mind. It also goes on to say that this increases in abundance shows no signs of stopping because you are ready and waiting and the best person to accept it. So these new opportunities that's coming your way, this will increase your abundance. And it shows no signs of stopping. So once you get started, push that gas to the floor. Angel number 888 goes on to say some keywords like possibility and unlimited potential. So if you're seeing this number, you must have lots of potential. You possibly have grown in the industry that you're in and built a name for yourself, a reputation for yourself. You may have a lot of resources. You may have a network of people that trust your work or the integrity of your work. So this is another confirmation for you out there, seers of angel number 888. You have unlimited potential. Get rid of any negativity, any negative energies, self-doubt, low self-esteem, stress, anything negative, distractions, people, places, and things. You know, remove all these things from your life and move forward in confidence. Know that big changes and small are about to happen. Your angels want you to embrace these changes and make the most out of them. You may not know how they're going to change your life for the better, but it's enough to know that they will be changing it, period. Some people shy away from the angel number 888 because they think it brings bad luck. I just want to say, no angel number, no angel number sequence, is bad luck. All angel numbers are messages that help guide us through life. So they may not be the happiest of messages, but it is guiding you, giving you, you know, the guidance or how to move or how to make decisions or possibly to foresee potholes in the road on your life path, you know, and dodge them. So please keep in mind, no angel number is bad luck. All angel numbers are positive, encouraging messages to then help us succeed in life and help us move in this physical reality that we live in. Angel number 888 goes on to say that, you know, no angel number is unlucky because all angel numbers are from a good place and sent to you for your own well-being. So step into material abundance. Act upon your inner urges and tap into your wealth and talents. These are just so many blessings for you to start slacking off. So if you're seeing this number, this is not time to slack off. This is the time to you look for these opportunities. Seek them out, find them, see how you can mold them in working into your life and into your plans. There are always opportunities around us every single day. You know, I'm talking about this right now and I miss a lot of opportunities, you know, because there are certain days where I'm just not physically present. I'm not mentally present. I'm just out of it. So it's important that we pay heed to all types of opportunities. Some opportunities are disguised in something that we probably don't want to do. But if we are open-minded and open-hearted, we can see something within that interaction, that crossing the paths of someone or seeing something on your phone or whatever the synchronicity is, or that opportunity or intuition is telling you, that voice inside of your head is definitely telling you to pay attention to this particular person or this particular conversation. You know, it's kind of like breadcrumbs. You know, so being open to receiving these opportunities, open to seeing them and acknowledging them. So please keep that in mind if you're seeing angel number 888 or any angel number or just in general. You know what I mean? If you're a spiritual person, you're connected to the universe. We're all connected, but spiritual family, people that I know that are spiritual, we seek guidance in different types of ways. So you will know instinctively, intuitively, you will sense, you know, the right direction or the right steps to take on your life path. So angel number 888 continues to go on to talk about abundance. And it's interesting here that it says abundance is more than material things. Abundance is more than material things. That is a very, very good message. You know, me personally, I struggle with materialism. And I say I struggle with materialism is because, you know, I don't need a lot of things, although I like nice quality things. And my aesthetic is a particular type of way, but I don't need these things, you know? So this message, when I saw it, it really stood out to me and I want to share it with you, that abundance is more than material things. The universe's infinite possibilities. In your journey to becoming your true self and live your soul purpose, you will need to make many connections, develop new skills, and acquire resources. Seeing angel number 888 repeatedly is a message from the angels that the universe is here to support you, and will send you everything you need at the right time. So it's talking about the universe's infinite possibilities. Now that's abundance. The universe's infinite possibilities. So more than material things, or more than anything in this material world, this physical world, the most abundance that we can then experience in this lifetime is the universe's infinite possibilities. The universe is infinite in its impossibilities and in its possibilities, and you need to understand this at a deep level if you are to fulfill your divine quest. So it's very, very important to understand the different types of abundance. You know, with 888, it has a lot to do with the material world and financial abundance and prosperity, but there is also a message from 888 and from our angels that is a reality check, that abundance is just not about material wealth. Abundance is also about the universe's infinite possibilities, magic, right? Being able to actualize and create anything from your imaginations into this physical world that we live in. Or just a simple fact in layman terms, anything is possible if you believe. So there's a few more messages that I want to share with you about angel number 888. Some key words: progressive, sharing, wealth, secrecy, psychology, loops, reinvention, control, direction, authority, influence, power, empowerment, skill, consequences, money, impact, and romance. So these are some key words to remember when you see the angel number 888. And you know something, you know, I had an experience with angel number 888. And my experience with angel number 888 always is in my thoughts. As I said before in previous episodes, angel numbers work best when you remember your thoughts or what you were thinking about and the exact time you saw this reoccurring number sequence. This will then help you interpret and understand the meanings of these numbers in real time. You know, sometimes you see the number and you're like, oh, I'll check it later. That thought has probably has passed unless you can remember, like, oh, let me remember my thought at this time and what I was thinking about so I can go back and do it. But what has worked for me is to stop right what you're doing when your intuition says, look at this number. Or when you look at your phone or the clock or whatever you're doing, you see this reoccurring number. It's very important that you stop and replay the last thought that you had and see how accurate it is, because then you'll be able to determine how to use this information from these angel numbers. So when I see 888, it's always usually when I am stressing and worrying about financial situations or anything material, or if I'm thinking or obsessing over materialistic things. 888, 888, 88, 818, any sequence of eight, it'll show up. So it's just like a wink, like, okay, wake up. You know, your angels got you. Your spirit guides, the divine source, everything's in its destined time. Do not worry about these material things. Give all of your worries and cares and concerns about where you're going to live, what you're going to eat, if you have the support you need, if you're going to be able to make it. If you believe in this information, in these numbers, then this will then help you along your path. Your guardian angels, your angels are here to help you and guide you during these times. So you must trust in them and give all of these worries to them. In turn, you will receive the guidance that you need to make the right decisions. That's how angel numbers work for me and has worked for me. You know, it's not an easy process, but once you start working the muscle, then, you know, you become more aware of these reminders. And they are reminders when you start to get really used to seeing these numbers. You may see lots of numbers. You may see maybe just one number, but that number holds merit to you for some reason, and it's worth diving into and investigating. So thank you so much, Soul Fam, for coming back for another episode of Angel Radio with me, O'Neal White. As always, I like to shout out my trusted sources. Today, it was numerologysign.com, secretofthetarot.com, sunsigns.org, and Dorian Virtue, numerology goddess. I would like to send out love and light, lots of blessings to my Soul Fam and my beloveds. And if you are seeing reoccurring numbers and you want to know more about them, look me up on Instagram at Angel Radio Podcast, or you can find me on Spotify, Angel Radio. Until next time, spread love and light, and I'll see you soon.